I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. UN Ambassador Robert Wood says life-saving aid meant for earthquake survivors in Syria is being diverted by the government. Plus, airstrikes have resumed in northwest Syria, adding insult to injury. Pastor Fayez Youssef partners with Voice of the Martyrs Canada to help Syrians.
People are worried, scared, depressed. They are traumatized. There is no trust in what's coming in the future. The only hope is when you meet with Christ.
In the physical world, high heat and intense pressure turn carbon molecules into diamonds. In Syria, the fires of persecution and pressure from the war and earthquakes create spiritual diamonds.
When people are pressured, they are sharing their fear together. There is solidarity. And this has opened a great door for many people to hear the good news.
World Missionary Press has a long history of spreading the gospel in Africa. Now they're doing even more. A ministry in Rwanda recently asked WMP for help reaching people in 9 other African countries. Helen Williams of World Missionary Press.
They want 100,000 of this and 100,000 of that. And this is in Swahili and in French and in Lingala. And they want all this literature.
And this isn't the only exciting new African contact. The Evangelical Alliance in the Democratic Republic of Congo requested scripture booklets to reach 300,000 people.
The Lord seems to be opening up these new opportunities.
And you can support work like this by connecting with World Missionary Press and the full story online. Look for a link to the Founders Challenge, a campaign to send scripture booklets to 4 African countries. And pray that believers who have a passion for Africa will come alongside the Founders Challenge. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You help bring stories of the heroes of the faith and a voice for the voiceless. Consider giving today. Look for the support tab at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.